Welcome to Vote with Power, podcast number 48. Our podcast topic today is America is Under Attack. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. Vote with Power unites citizens for the purpose of sharing ideas, strategies, and solutions with each other and our elected representatives. We have designed a hybrid form of democracy which will save our liberty, freedom, help solve America's problems, and take our country in the right direction. Today, I will show you how we also need to join and unite to get our representatives to start leading our country and remove the attacks. Because we have no leadership, we are being attacked internally and externally. Russia recently shot down our $14 million drone over international waters. To date, there's been no warnings, ramifications, or retaliation that we know about. So what is the message to the world? Recently, we let China invade our country with a spy balloon, which spent 4 days hovering over some of our military installations. And again, no retaliation, no warnings, no punishment. So what is the message? Russia also continues to hack and shut down some of our institutions and our companies. They did receive a warning from our president not to hack certain institutions. They can assume it's fine to hack every other organization in America from that. Antifa and Black Lives Matter have injured our citizens, our police, burned our buildings, and ruined businesses. Again, there have been no criminal arrest, no punishment, no new laws to stop this activity. The message simply says it's okay to destroy our society if you don't like what's going on. The drug cartels are attacking and killing our children. There's been no active retaliation, no new laws or enforcement of tough laws to stop this behavior. What's the message? Violent crimes are killing our citizens, especially in the bigger cities. The victims are being punished with no bail, soft on crime, and defund the police actions to protect the criminals. We are rewarding the criminals by not stopping this violent behavior. What's the message? The Chinese Wuhan lab, which most likely killed many of Americans, so far there have been no ramifications, no getting out of China, no pride in America, and no stopping of this violent lab work. What is the message? Woke banks failed so that taxpayers now are bailing them out. They made bad investment decisions and mismanaged their liquidity. They were rewarded by us taxpayers bailing them out. The rich investors are the ones we're bailing out. The message to all banks and rich investors is go ahead and take huge risks to make big bucks because they and you will be bailed out. That is the message which will destroy our banking institutions. Inflation is another attack. It's destroying our financial future. 70-some percent of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and that doesn't include them living off from credit cards. There's been no efforts except the Fed raising interest rates to correct this situation. What's the message? The spend, tax, and print money philosophy of our government is killing us financially. We now have over $31 trillion in debt. The debt by law is responsibility of you, the citizens. Much of our debt is held in China's notes. That is not true leadership when you borrow money from your enemies. What is the message? School curriculums are being indoctrinating our children, changing their view of their own gender identification, and we are letting this go because of the woke are attempting to destroy our children. So what is the punishment for school boards, staffs, teachers who are pushing these bad concepts? Nothing happens until the parents get involved and find out there is something going on in the school. There goes the trust. Where are our caring leaders that really want our children to do well in America? They are not standing up and speaking out. What is the message? The woke, irrational pundits are destroying the lives of our citizens with their heavy equity, diversity, and inclusion ideologies and actions. These concepts and reality create financial problems, inequality, racism, prejudice, unfair justice, and discrimination. What is the message? The message is we have no leadership who cares about our citizens or our country. They don't know what to do, or they have been brainwashed into thinking our country is doing well and the woke messages are strong in their mind. America has no leaders. The citizens must step up and become the leaders. American citizens must unite and take over the power in Washington to lead our country in the right direction. The job of an elected official or a bureaucrat working for elected officials in our government in America are there to solve problems, prevent problems, and make the lives of all Americans safer and better through their representation. They're not doing so. They're not representing the majority of Americans. What is the message? Our so-called leaders are not representing the citizens, not solving our problems or preventing our problems, but they are putting us in dangerous threats from all these activities that are taking a shot at the American public. So what the message in the world must be telling it, North Korea and Iran, it's okay to warm up your nukes and get them ready to send them to America. The message is we are too weak to defend ourselves. It's time the American citizens got involved, taking back the influence and directing our countries. Tell our worthless leaders to get out of the way. As America is lying on its deathbed, what will we do about it? Do you want to wait till the next election and hope we elect great leaders? Or do you want to do nothing and see what happens? Or do you want to try to work on your own to convince your representatives and leaders to protect us and make our lives better? Or are you willing to join the civil rights movement and fix America? If you're interested in finding out more about that, please go to votewithpower.com, votewithpower.com, and find out what's going on there. When your life has been taken away by crime, drugs, bankruptcy, foreign countries, tax destruction, destruction of our organic family, and no hope, it won't matter whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, liberal, conservative, what gender you are, what race you are, what religion you are. It will be destroying the lives of all Americans. All Americans will suffer at the hands of our ineffective leaders. All Americans must unite. Please join us at votewithpower.com and find out more about what you can do. Also, make sure you help save America by sharing these podcasts and other information on our website to make sure all Americans have the chance to get involved to do something about those things that are threatening all of us. Please go to votewithpower.com and join us now. Thank you for spending your precious time with me. Make it a great day for democracy and freedom and save our country. This is Denny Bowersox with Vote with Power saying goodbye for now.